Karma, Character, and America's Destiny. In a recent New York Times column entitled Character is Destiny, William Safire claims that the Republicans won the 2004 election because they embodied the true spirit of America's national character. The GOP, says Safire, demonstrates a sharply defined character in its mission to defeat terror while exporting freedom abroad, and a policy to restrain taxes and to control spending at home. Paragons of virtue are widely and indisputably admired. No reasonable person, for example, would doubt the impeccable character of Jesus or the Buddha, or on a mundane level, Jimmy Carter. The problem with America's national character is that we have, since the end of World War II, gradually lost the universal recognition that good character requires. Nations are, of course, not persons, but they can be just as conflicted and full of vice as any individual can be. Our principal failing in the Cold War was the vice of hypocrisy. We usually had no compunction in supporting oppressive, undemocratic regimes if they joined us against the Soviets. The most cynical example of this was our support for the Contras against a democratically elected government in Nicaragua. Remember Ollie North, who sold missiles to Iran to finance the Contras, even though we were supporting Saddam Hussein against Iran at the same time. And why do the Iranians dislike us? Because in 1953, the CIA overthrew an Iranian social democrat, democratically elected, whom they thought would be friendly to the Russians. In the good old days, American character, at least in my family, was defined as hard work, thrift, pay as you go, and above all, fulfilling basic needs rather than frivolous desires. My brother and I learned these virtues from a German Catholic father and a Scotch-Irish mother. Once praised for their fiscal conservatism, Republicans have done nothing to reverse our private savings rate, the lowest in the industrialized world, and our ballooning trade and budget deficits. Individual Americans who do not save, neglect their basic needs, and live beyond their means are obviously not persons of good character, and neither is a nation that develops these vices. Americans 55 to 65 years old currently have an average of $42,000 in their 401k accounts, and they will obviously have to rely on Social Security for their later years. Our 2006 trade deficit is predicted to be a record $810 billion. This is the amount of difference between goods that we import and those we sell as exports. Countries such as China can produce these goods because their economies are driven in part by the interest they earn by buying the U.S. Treasury bonds that finance our record budget deficits. Our craving for consumer goods will eventually destroy us. The motto, Character is Destiny, is based on the simple moral rule that you reap what you sow. Buddhists and Hindus call this karma, and karma is nothing but the law of causality applied to the moral realm. The Buddha once said that they who know causality know the Dharma. What this means that is, if you are mindful of how your actions affect yourself and others, then you will know what you ought to do. It also means that if you develop the virtues at an early age, your good character will destine you to a good life. Most Americans are simply not mindful enough to realize that their runaway consumption of material goods will eventually destroy them. Democrats lost the election in part because they were perceived to be less supportive of moral values. And if liberals continue to claim that values do not matter and that all we need to talk about are economics and social issues, they will lose the major battles of the culture wars. I believe it is a great shame that we have let the conservatives take the character education issue as their own. I'm now offering my services to Idaho school districts to develop a virtues education curriculum, one that will teach our children that integrity, compassion, justice, self-control, patience, and moderation do not belong to political parties, but to all human beings. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, wishing you a good day.